The opening notes of The Rite of Spring are iconic and beloved today. But for many audience members who came to the Ballet Russe in 1913, they were unwelcome. A bassoon had likely never been performed in such a high register. Stravinsky intended to evoke peasant voices in pagan Russia, but as the bassoon segued into the spring divination sequence, the audience began to riot. L. Michael Griffel is chairman of the music history department at the Juilliard School.
It was a high society type of audience who showed up expecting more of what they might have experienced in the past with Tchaikovsky and with the Chopin ballet and even with earlier Stravinsky. And instead, they had dance and music that was unlike anything they had experienced. And to their ears, it very likely seemed ugly. You did not have too much of a tune anywhere that you would put words to or that you would hum. And this audience dressed in fancy evening gowns and tails and tuxedos and whatnot, they were just devastated.
Griffel says the musical elements in The Rite of Spring conform to a storyline, itself shocking, about pagan tribes and their rituals of earth worship.
You have the games of the rival clans, which is wonderful music rhythmically. And then you have also the mystical moments that move slowly. Something like the mystic circles of the young girls. You have the adoration of the earth, where the elder, the leader of the group, kisses the earth.
This pungent and challenging world was magnified by the set and the colorful costumes, which one critic said resembled tents because they obscured the dancers' bodies. Emil Kang is artistic director of Carolina Performing Arts and its year-long celebration of the Rite of Spring. He says the original choreography by Vaclav Nijinsky was anti-ballet.
Here was a choreographer who made this ballet of pigeon toes, as they called it, and of bent arms, and again, the antithesis of what was known to be aesthetically pleasing at the time. All of those things were what contributed, I think, to the displeasure, I guess, of that audience that night.
L. Michael Griffel says the themes were dark, even frightening. In the climax, a young girl dances herself to death to appease the fertility gods.
This is the sacrifice by the group of the individual. That is the rite of spring. That is one of the rites of spring. Life itself and art imitating life is not pretty all the time and not controlled all the time. It isn't all balanced. It isn't all symmetrical. It isn't all euphonious.
Emil Kang says the rite of spring helped introduce an approach to art where every person finds his own meaning in a work. In that spirit, Carolina Arts commissioned 11 new pieces based on the Rite of Spring.
The commissions are varied across different genres from artists around the world, all of whom we've just said, look at this piece in your own way. Take the chance to reinvent it.
Basil Twist, a puppeteer, will create a ballet without dancers, where he'll make curtains and other inanimate objects move to a fully orchestrated version of the Rite of Spring. Other works in progress include two musical scores written for the avant-garde string quartet Brooklyn Rider, as well as a three-part cycle called The Seasons, played by Yo-Yo Ma and the Silk Road Ensemble. Theater director Ann Bogart and choreographer Bill T. Jones are collaborating on a piece, and there are surprises yet to be unveiled. All are inspired by one of the most famous, some would say infamous, works in the history of music. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.